Okay, this is a later recap, but I think it'll work for our purposes as intended. And what I mean by that is I did all the grading today. Today for me is Sunday. I don't know when you're going to listen to this. It is Sunday, and it's interesting to watch the rhythms and patterns that people work through and how they work. And it's kind of why I'm doing this right now. I wanted to make it sort of a real life example. So I do take the work-life balance thing very seriously. And one of the things, well, there's been two things I've worked on very hard in the past few years. One is actually getting 8 hours of sleep. And I know that seems like a distant fantasy or dream for many of you, but it can be done and it should be done for a number of reasons. Maybe I'll get to that later. But the one more recently I've been working on is actually taking a full Sabbath. And as some of the conversations went, right, that conversation can certainly be more or less theological, but it is something I've tried very hard to just do for myself. And really, when I say recently, I mean when the last few months, it came up when a staff person that works for me was going on vacation, and I made it very clear just to take that time to do her thing, hang out with her husband, and just not do anything. It's not a big deal. I can all wait till the next week. Don't worry about emails or anything else. And she's like, okay, cool, very good. She's like, but you know, you don't do that. And she's right. I hadn't been doing that. I have a very bad habit of doing work or doing extra, doing more on vacation and at other times. And so since that conversation, I've made it kind of a goal here to really take at least one day. It may not be Saturday, it may not be Sunday, but to take a real day where I do nothing. And so yesterday, Saturday, happened to be it. We had a friend or so over and we hung out and did whatever, and then went and saw the awful Jurassic World movie. Don't recommend. You know, and the email went off and I just ignored it. And, you know, I know for a lot of people it's frustrating on a Saturday. Like, the assignments are due. And, yeah, those are... And this is, you know, one of those tough lessons, too, that's hard for me to come across for people at other times. But due dates are not deadlines. That's like the... Or not the goal, their deadlines. That's like the last time you can turn stuff in. And I know that's the same thing. You all have work and other priorities, but that's some of the things that does come up when we don't lose or don't keep track of the sort of work-life thing, is your priorities get shifted. And so when you always bank on 11 p.m. or midnight of Saturday and you work backwards from that, well, when Moodle doesn't work, when things go awry, you're in a panic. And technically, you could have turned that stuff in Thursday or Friday or whenever. And that's just not the way we gear ourselves. And we probably should, because that's when most of the mistakes come up, is we work only towards that last minute deadline. And, you know, there's a point where, same thing in terms of what's manageable and not manageable. I do reply to emails. I try to do it very quickly. But even the syllabus says within 24 hours. So even any emails I might have missed yesterday, I still fulfilled my principle and policy behind those. And so I lay that out there, not as a hard lesson of you all need to work harder earlier, but it is a matter of this work-life balance isn't just a theoretical, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I could live this life? It's you kind of have to plan around it and plan for it. And sometimes the lessons are oddly difficult, like the one where I'm trying to encourage my staff to do the right thing and have it pointed back at me that I'm not doing that. And that's one of the things that came up when it came to the subject of sleep, is I was notorious for getting about 6 hours a night. And here's an interesting theological point. Someone said, you know, when you stay awake doing more stuff, got to get up earlier, do more work, stay up later, do more work, it's because you don't trust that God can do anything. And that was like, oh, yeah, that's probably true. So I really try hard to get 8 hours. And even if it's not a theological point for any of you, do understand that your brain only functions as well as it's rested. And so you do need that 8 hours or something close to it. So this week is not a fairy tale of, gee, I wish I could have all the eggs in the right basket of compartmentalizing my time between family, friends, work, whatever it is. We've got to plan around and integrate it. And it's got to be something where, that's why I am a little more fluid with where does my Sabbath come from? Is it a Saturday or is it a Sunday? It doesn't matter. One of those days I'm going to work and one of those days I'm not. That's all I know. Some other things are pretty rigid. And by rigid, I do mean it's a set. I try to go to bed at 10 and I always wake up at 6. And it's so bad right now, the dogs are trained to get up at 6. So I better go to bed at 10, right? So I think all of you did well as far as discussions, perusal. Oh man, you guys were super, super active again. So I was really pleased there. And I think the papers are good. I probably nitpicked a bunch of you for citations or a reference page. Not because I doubted what you did, but just that this is still an academic course and this is a lot of your reflection, but we still need to cite the things you're reflecting on. So in 2 weeks, you'll have another paper and you probably actually won't have to recite anything there because it's going to be your best guesstimate, and that'll make more sense later. But you're doing well. Keep up the good work. You are so close. It's the last 2 weeks.